So there are some quite interesting issues which come when you do parallel random numbers. And if you read our old book from volume one and volume two, it's described in detail in volume one. It shows you how to take that so-called simple modulus, congruential modulus rule, and make it run in parallel. And the basic strategy for that particular parallel algorithm is that it turns out that it's very easy to modify that rule to pick out every nth number. And so what you do is you you modify it so that x naught is done on processor 0, x1 on processor 1, x of n minus 1 on processor n minus 1, and then you change the period so that it picks up every nth number, so that processor 0 goes x naught, xn, x2n, x3n, processor 1 is x1, xn plus 1, and so on. So if you do the arithmetic on moduli, you can find that a trivial modification of that formulae would change values of a and c, which take the same rule, x of n plus 1 equals a of x of n plus c mod m, and pick out every big nth number. It's easy to change that rule. So that's one particular parallel algorithm. In general, what you want is, again, you want a deterministic rule, and you want a rule that gives you numbers that are independent, both within the processors and between the processors. I mean, they have to be independent between. You can't just start a separate random number generator, at least in general, in each processor. You have to be very careful they're independent, because these processors are working on the same problem. So we must have no correlation between the random numbers in one processor and the random numbers in another processor. So I believe this is also described in this article by this online article by Paul Coddington. Paul's done who works in MPACKers, done a lot of interesting work on random numbers. So I would see this as a sort of nifty area of study, which is in some sense essentially solved. Namely, there are known good methods, but they're sort of quite pretty methods. I mean, if you read these algorithms, there are a rich set of quite elegant, beautiful algorithms which have the right properties. Oh, I did want to make a couple of other remarks, namely, I said m equal 2 to the 31. Well, that's actually only, of course, gives you 2 to the 31 minus 1 numbers. For a serious computation, that is not enough. So you need to choose, for a large computation, you would need to choose a random number generator that had a longer period. Because 2 to the 31 is not an enormous amount of numbers. And so for a large scale, so it was okay in the old days when we were running at a megaflop, but if you're running at gigaflops and teraflops, you need random number generators with much higher period, and there are methods which have much, much longer periods than the congruential methods, which are arbitrarily large periods, so that you can do computations which are truly reliable. It's very, in fact, we even ran into this trouble occasionally. You know, you do a computation, you use up the first two to the 31 numbers, while the next number is rigorously equal to the first number, and then, of course, they repeat themselves. So you're just sampling those numbers, and so they're truly unrandom. After with a period of 2 to the 31, or m in general for that formula, they're rigorously not random. So one does need to be careful to, and so that means in a complex computation you essentially have no more randomness, which means you reproduce exactly the same numbers, which means your computation is wasted.